The young woman screamed in horror as she rushed frantically to the ship's railing. She had always been in delicate health, and over her 26 years of life, the Swedish lass had come to depend very heavily upon the support of her loving father. But in 1858, disaster severed that precious relationship. As the father and his constant companion strolled together along the deck, he tragically fell overboard, and his beloved daughter watched helplessly as he drowned in the foamy waters below. The frail young woman was stricken with grief at the terrible loss of her dear father. But in that moment of anguish, she turned to the truths of Scripture which her father had taught her. Through the following months of intense sorrow, the young woman leaned more heavily than ever before upon her faith in the Lord. As she felt the Holy Spirit draw near, she began to see His loving care for her manifested in specific ways that proved to her own life that God truly is a father to the fatherless. Later, dubbed the Fanny Crosby of Sweden because of her heightened spiritual perception and musical creativity, this young lady turned to the skill her father had helped her develop as a child and began to write poetry expressing her special understanding of the fatherhood of God. She wrote over 600 songs.